And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nicola Moose-Batson, and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at TipTV.co.uk. The date, Thursday, the 8th of January. We're here at 10 a.m. every day, covering markets and sport live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Right, let's go with some intro pieces. Let's go with the broker slide first of all. Got a few stocks that I've sort of wanted to highlight. EasyJet, Beaufort Securities on a buy rating. We've seen some people come in and talk about liking the airline, so Beaufort are on a buy on that. Sainsbury's on a hold. Obviously, we've seen the story of the first drop in festive sales for over 10 years on Sainsbury's, but they're on a hold with Deutsche Bank. Similarly with Beaufort Securities, they're on a hold, and we'll talk about Tesco's a little bit later. Boohoo.com, Singer on a buy, target 31 from a pre-target of 58. That looks like a 50% drop to me. Obviously, the shares were down 40% after a profits warning, blaming heavy discounting across the UK high street. Similarly, Majestic Wine, I saw their stocks falling 17% after pricing competition worries. Okay, so there are your broker slides. Let's move on to the next slide. Nicole Elliott, part of the Investors Chronicle, a long-term technical analyst. She's on the show Thursday of next week. This is her daily thought. Minutes from the US FOMC yesterday noted that several policymakers indicated they expected slower economic growth abroad to have a negative effect with the US economy, but the net effect of lower oil prices on US economic activity was anticipated to be positive. So basically, net effect positive, this falling oil price. And we saw our dear friend yesterday, Clive, talking about this was reaching his target to the downside on crude. So he was thinking about technically, Clive Lambert suggesting around this area, it may bounce. So in terms of the headlines of the newspapers, obviously Wall Street up as Fed signals no rate hike hurry. And similarly in Europe, Europe topples into deflation, raising fears of bank fight back. We did a pre-record just before the show with Craig Drake, and we'll talk about those hot topics. Right, I'm delighted to report, I don't normally bid myself up too much, but I've got quite a few letters after my name in the art of technical analysis. I know lots of people think charts are for sailors and charts are for pot pickers, but I think they should be part of your decision. I've decided to get the updater software. I use this as a trader, as a broker, and as a day trader for 10 years. In my humble opinion, this is the best technical analysis software out there. So I've basically downloaded overnight, haven't used it for quite a long time, so I thought we'd have a dry run on that on a few stocks and just sort of highlight some obvious things. Let's take a look at the FTSE 100 on the screen first of all. Very simple. Always start with basically a daily bar chart. I use Japanese candlesticks, okay, if you're not familiar with the technicals. These give the reversal signals quicker than any other type of technical analysis. Pretty difficult to trade in recent months, I would say, you know, in terms you've got quite big ranges, you know, ranging from 6,200, 6,750, massive selling above the market, 6,800, kind of no man's land, back on a round number. The jury is out on that one, in my humble. Right, let's take a look at Tesco's, let's see if we can pull that one up. The headlines this morning, we had, what did we have in Tesco's? Obviously up circa 7%, talking about shop closures, I think 43 stores to close. This is starting to me to look as if we're finally building a base, okay? We've got this sort of double bottom type formation. I always talk about the J.J. Murphy book, all right? If you want to go into the detail, understand the language, it's a brilliant book and it'll only cost you 50 quid, not 500 like some of these trading courses out there. Again, you've got gaps on the chart. You need to understand your gaps. But again, we get back above this 200 pence, okay? I'm sure the buyers are going to come in there. So, okay, technically, that's looking a bit better. Let's move on to the next chart I wanted to highlight, the Marks and Spencers. Again, there was concerns about the women's clothing. Obviously, again, a messy chart, okay? We've had upgrades, we've had downgrades in this. We've got lots of gaps on the chart. It's a messy, messy chart. But again, you know, that to me is not either a buy or a sell. And I hate sort of sitting on the fence, but technically speaking, okay, you know, watch gap support or gap resistance would be something I would ask you to consider. And then let's have a real quick look at Halfords. I see that the CEO has resigned to go and join Tesco's. And obviously this has had an adverse effect on the price. And again, we're back into old support areas of May and October. So again, around this 430 area, this is quite a big area of support. And again, one that I would be considering. So that's the technicals. What I'll do, all right, is if you want to basically tweet in, if you want to email in, now I've got this software, I really can do some fancy stuff. We can talk about breadth indicators. I can do a lot of work on point and figure charts. Let me know what you want to hear, what you want to explore. Okay, and hopefully I'll show you some of our sort of the trading secrets that I used over the years. Let's just wrap up. It's quite interesting that Brevan Howard, the big hedge funds, basically had their first annual loss reported since inception of 2003. And if you look at the hedge fund returns last year, they were between 2% and 4% across the board. So, you know, even the clever people, let's call them, are basically struggling in these markets. Right, that wraps up the market roundup this morning. Let's take our first break of the day and then we'll go straight back into a pre-record we did with Mr.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.